email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The legend who is John Spillane joins us in studio.
Hey Ray, lovely to see you.
Great to see you, John. I was singing your praises at the beginning of the show.
Well, thank you.
What you have done here is just amazing. Fearishka, The Legend of the Loch, is a concept album which took you 10 years to
yeah.
do. 10 years.
Yeah. This is my magnum opus, you could say, having been a songwriter all my life. I went for a big one. Like it's an opera. It's a surreal folk opera, regalicised Victorian underwater drowned fairy tale.
Is he?
Yeah.
I love you.
I went over the top completely this time. The kitchen sink is in there, you know, the whole lot, like, so.
And can you remember the first time you had this in your head, that there was a germ, a kernel of an idea?
Yeah, well, I was working towards it for quite a while because I do love the Loch. I mean, people outside of Cork might not know the Loch. It's a lake in the southern, in Cork City. It's about a mile from the city centre in an area called the Loch Parish, and it's a mile around. 20 minutes to walk around it. Beautiful island in the middle, full of willow trees. And it's a bird, full of birds.
Yes.
Geese, ducks, swans, one black swan. Most beautiful, beautiful place. Dearly beloved to the people of
right.
Cork. But it has gone very unsung, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes,
it's just
yes.
called, even the name, The Loch.
Well, you're making up for it now.
Yeah.
How many tracks are on the album?
24. It's over two
yes.
hours long.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a mammoth thing.
Taylor Who?
Yeah.
She had 31 tracks, but I don't
really?
Think it was over
oh,
two.
Yeah.
She had 31 tracks on her last album.
Oh,
Taylor
really?
Swift, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't a concept album. So the plot line then.
Okay, well, the story was published 200 years ago, Ray. It's on a placard at the side of the Loch. It's called Fearishka, The Legend of the Loch. And the plot line is that where the Loch is now, there was no Loch long ago, but a beautiful green valley and a castle there and the king and the queen and his family. And he had the well of the most beautiful water in Ireland. And people came from far and near for the well, but he closed up the well. The king closed the well, and therefore bad things happened then because of the closing of the well.
Yes.
And his daughter Fearishka, which means spring water, they were visited by a mysterious prince at the party on Midsummer's Night, and they went to the well house with the golden chalice, and the well overflowed and the loch was formed, but they still live at the bottom of the loch in Tírnanóg.
Aha, right.
Yeah.
So you took that and you'd done a folk opera.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we let people hear some of it.
Thank you, Ray.
No, because it'll make it real for people at home, I suppose. So Tubbereen is a little well.
Yeah.
So this is from Act 1, Scene 2.
Tubbereen just show. Grown so cold, a castle of legend that was woven from dream in the sally beds down by the singing glasheen, an ivory tower of love and of light. When the wild wolf goes hunting in the forests of night, around the green valley, the moon softly shone.
How many people were involved in the recording of this? You have choirs and singers and...
Yeah, I suppose between 15 and 20 musicians.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you record it?
I recorded in Wayfield Recording Studios in Clonakilty with Brian Casey, a bit of a genius. Very complicated, you know,
yes.
project. And I got some of the best singers in Ireland, man. Owen O'Canavan is the king in my opera. A great singer, really brilliant singer. And my queen is... Rena Connolly from Armagh. She lives in Manchester. She's a majestic queen.
Yeah.
And the princess then is Nia Farrell from Sligo. They're the best Shannos traditional
singers,
voices,
yeah.
you know.
So you mentioned the King Rhi. This is another track from Fearishka, The Legend of the Loch.
Rinka, yeah.
No, that's Rinka, sorry, yes, Rinka, not Reed. So, yeah.
паніги, паніги, чолас, на клоха, балова, бана, балова, бана, паніги, паніги, сланг, сланка, соли, щаста, лякуй, валиньо. Паніги, паніги, чолас, на клоха, балова, бана, балова, бана.
Came in here and here, came sheer, came in here and us, sheer, oh yes, yes, oh. Blink, kush, kush.
So it goes every which way.
It goes every which way, yeah. And they all get drowned at the end.
Do they?
Yeah, so, I mean, because it's an opera, I throw a lot of big emotional stuff in there, like there's a big lament and there's nightmares and there's visionary stuff and there's a war scene. And
so 10 years in the making, it's out as a concept album tomorrow, and you're telling me that some musicals started off as concept albums and then, like what?
Well, everybody says to me, like, where can we see the opera? Yes, and I say, well, it's an album. And everyone says, oh, sure, Jesus Christ Superstar was an album before it was a show.
Yes, yes.
So, so that's what I say, like, that it's a concept album.
And can you see it in your head?
Oh, yeah, well, it would be fabulous to have to stage it at the lock itself.
Right.
That would be the ultimate dream, you know, and all the people of Cork to be gathered on the bank for the staging of The Legend of the Lock.
Now, Sale, who sings on this? Lovely singing on this.
There's beautiful singing. That's the Queen does the verses and Rena Connolly does the verses and the Princess does the chorus, so I'm not sure what bit you're talking about. Nia Farrell from Sligo.
Yeah, there you go. That's beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is beautiful.
That's Niamh. What a singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy days in the Hit Factory, Ray, boy.
Yeah. Happy days in the Hit Factory.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the fool, this croissant tuct, who's that? Or is it?
Okay, so we've got two fools. They're two Amadons, and they play the Boron, and one is laughing and one is crying. They're called Gulliba and Murish Maria. And the croissant tuct is a whole world of these Gaelic buffoon jesters that were in the courts of the Gaelic lords long ago, and they had their own meter. And, like, don't get me going, like, there's a whole world there.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is Gerdy O'Leary and Liam Heffernan.
Like, you and Brian Casey have created great soundscapes there, great sounds.
Thank
sounds
you so much.
Sounds contemporary and, you know, it has everything in it. Like, I'm just in awe of you. So,
thank you so much for it. I'm so delighted you like it. No, that's great.
And so people will be able to hear it tomorrow on Spotify and all that.
Yeah, well, what's happening is we're actually having a release in the 15th of September at the Lock itself.
Right.
And with an art installation by Megan Clancy, a wonderful artist from Bantry. So there'll be a listening station there. You can scan a QR code, listen to the opera as you walk around the Lock.
Oh, right.
Which is going to be beautiful.
Yes, yes.
So, and pre-orders are open now, and, you know, it's
pre-orders
are open at the moment, and it's flying out the door, and there's been a very warm welcome to it by everybody, really, including yourself, Ray Darcy. Thank you.
No, thank you. So it's all there. I listen to it. It's like, we're going to hear a lot more of that, John. But you're going to just sing a song, but it's not from that, because it wouldn't do justice because of the production and all that, and Brian, everything Brian did on. So you've chosen just a cover to sing for us today. Sing us out.
Yeah, well, you know, I stopped doing covers when I was about 21 and I stubbornly did my own material. But when I am asked to do a cover, I always do this song called Let It Be Me. It's just one of my favourite songs. I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you. And so I beg you, let it be me.
take this joy from someone. If you must cling to someone, now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you'll love me only, and that you'll always let it be me. If for each bit of gladness someone must pay with sadness, I'll bear the sorrow. Let it be me. No matter what the price is, I'll make the sacrifices through each tomorrow. Let it be me. Darling, I'm praying, hear what I'm saying. Please let your heart beat for me, just me. And never leave me lonely. Tell me you'll love me only, and that you'll always let it be me.
Brilliant. John Spillane. Fir Uisce, The Legend of the Lock. You can pre-order it now. John, great to see you.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Again. Congratulations. Dervil MacDonald and John Cooker on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.